This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Myanmar again Sunday, a day after two people were killed when police and security forces used live and rubber bullets, tear gas, water cannon, and slingshots against those protesting the military's February 1st coup. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the deadly violence, saying the use of lethal force, intimidation, and harassment against peaceful demonstrators is unacceptable. But plans for more protests Monday persist on social media. The date, 2/22/2021, is a nod to the 8/8/88 pro-democracy uprising in Myanmar on August 8th of 1988. Early Sunday, police arrested a famous actor, Lu Min, who had taken part in protests in Yangon and was one of six celebrities the army said were wanted under an anti-incitement law. The army accused Lu Min of encouraging civil servants to join in the protest. If convicted, he faces a two-year prison sentence. An internet shutdown Monday morning has been rumored in Myanmar, with the U.S. Embassy among those warning people to be prepared for a blackout. NetBlocks, which tracks internet disruptions and shutdowns, reported that in Myanmar, real-time network data show connectivity down to just 13% of ordinary levels as of 1 a.m. local time Monday. The nation was entering the second week of nightly internet shutdowns, according to NetBlocks. On Sunday, Facebook took down the main page of the Myanmar military, known as Tatmadaw, citing the firm's policy of prohibiting the incitement of violence, this according to Reuters news agency. A company spokesperson said in a statement that the page was removed for repeated violations of community standards. This is VOA News. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday that the United States has started talks with Tehran over the return of at least five American hostages whom Iran is holding. In an interview on CBS News' Face the Nation, Sullivan said it was a significant priority of President Joe Biden's administration to get the Americans safely back home, and that it was a complete and utter outrage that they had been held. Sullivan said the United States will not accept a long-term proposition where they continue to hold Americans in an unjust and unlawful manner. He called the situation a humanitarian catastrophe. Iran is holding dozens of dual nationals, including the five Americans, mostly on charges of espionage. Even with the hostage discussions, Sullivan said no talks have begun with Tehran about the U.S. rejoining the 2015 International Pact to restrain Iran's nuclear development program, which Iranian officials maintain is for peaceful purposes and not the development of nuclear weapons. Sullivan said Iran has not yet responded to overtures to renew the nuclear talks. Earlier Sunday, however, Iran said the United States will not be able to rejoin the nuclear pact before it lifts economic sanctions against Tehran. Washington says Tehran must first return to compliance with the 2015 accord and cut the level of its uranium enrichment. Libya's interior minister survived unscathed on Sunday an attack by gunmen on his motorcade. This according to sources from his office. The gunmen fired on Fatih Bashagha's convoy as he drove across the capital of Tripoli on Sunday following his visit to the National Oil Corporation. A statement from the ministry said Bashagha survived an assassination attempt as he returned from his residence in Janzur. Bashagha told Reuters that a vehicle encroached on his convoy before opening fire. He said the attack was well planned. Two of the assailants were arrested. A third was killed in a confrontation with Bashagha's guards. Bashagha's office said the minister was unharmed, but at least one of his guards was wounded. The attack comes weeks after Libya agreed to an internationally recognized transitional government tasked with guiding the country to national elections later this year. And Israel has closed its Mediterranean beaches following an offshore oil spill that has devastated the country's coastline. It's what officials are calling one of the country's worst ecological disasters. Israel's Environmental Protection, Health, and Interior Ministries issued a joint statement Sunday warning the public not to visit the country's beaches. The exact cause of the spill has yet to be determined. Environmental officials in Israel are investigating. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.